It's great to be back at Schultz's. And this is the Friday that is the last class day at the University of Texas. And I know that all of you students out there are excited about the prospect of opening those books and reading what you've been studying this last semester. That's the way I did it, and I'm sure that's the way you do it too. It's great to be back at Schultz's. And Joe Bill Watkins and Joe Longley said, if you're going to run for governor in Texas, you got to do something at Schultz's. Because all Democrats wind up at Schultz's at some point in time in their careers. And Joe and both Joe Bill and Joe and I started out our career in Democratic politics right here in Schultz's, just like many of you are doing, by opining and philosophizing about what ought to be done right inside that fine establishment. So it's good to be back here and to talk about the Democratic Party and the race that's going to happen for governor next year. People have asked me when I started thinking about doing this, and what I answer is when I was in Australia, and I was the ambassador to Australia, I began to realize that people abroad don't think about Texas the same way that we think they think about Texas. Sometimes they think about us as a part of the old Dallas TV series where J.R. Ewing is running everything and everybody's doing all these terrible things to one another. And while that's frustrating at times, it's not reason enough to run for governor. But when I was the ambassador to Japan, I really began to realize and began to worry that Texas was falling behind. And the easiest way for me to explain that is to think about what is happening in China. China has 1.3 billion people there. And they figured out a long time ago that they weren't going to have the resources to educate everybody. So what they started to do was to pick out a few of the best and brightest and to educate them. And they kick-started their economy as a result of that. And today there are about 300 million Chinese that qualify for what they call the middle class. And they have created an economy that is growing and is very dynamic and is very competitive with the rest of the world. India is doing something very similar to that with similar results. South Korea did it even before India and China did it. And China, South Korea today is the most wired country in the world. Well, how does that affect Texas? To me, what I worry about is the kid that's starting to school next year in Texas in the first grade. Are they going to be able to compete in 20 or 30 years with that kid that is starting to school in China and India and South Korea? And I think if we don't do something, they're not going to be able to compete. And I think it may not be 20 or 30 years from now, it might be 5 or 10 years from now. Because what is happening is we have a dropout rate in our public school system among Hispanic, African American, and low-income white kids of 40 and 50%. And if we're not going to be able to get those kids into school and to get them at least a high school education, there is no way they're going to be able to compete with those kids that are coming out of Asia. This is a situation that we can change. This is an agenda that we can have, and leaders should have that agenda. Now, what are we doing in Texas? What are we doing to prepare for that competition of the future? Well, right now, our politics is controlled by what occurs in a Republican primary. What's going to play best in a Republican primary? And this silliness about secession is just exactly the point that brings that home to you, or to me. When we have these serious challenges, somebody is talking about secession is an option. That's not a serious response. And most Texans, the overwhelming majority of Texans, don't think it is. But in the Republican Party, if you saw the Texas poll last week, secession led staying in the Union 51 to 44. Now that's not the way to address Texas' future. We can't hope to be successful if we're talking about things like that. If we're talking about building walls between Texas and the rest of the world. We can't do that. We can't roll up into a ball and play as if the rest of the world doesn't exist. We've got to get out there and be ready to compete. And we've got to prepare Texas for that day that's coming. And I think that we can do that in 2010. There is an opportunity, and I've been all over this state and talked to people. There is an opportunity for someone who will take a thoughtful, serious approach to the challenges that we face. People are looking for that kind of candidacy. And if the Democratic Party offers that kind of candidate, we have a chance to win in 2010. We can set the agenda. We can talk about the things that need to be talked about. Now, Rick Perry talks a lot about what a good business climate is. Well, let me say something to you. I know what a good business climate is. I've got more business experience than Rick Perry and Kay Hutchison combined. I need a better sound system, but a good business climate is not just good, is not just low business taxes. A good business climate is having an educational system that will produce a workforce that can do the jobs of the 21st century. And those jobs are based on knowledge. And the more we devote to research and development, the more we devote to education, the more we devote to preparing for the next day, the better we are going to be when we have that when that day comes. And if we can ignore the challenges that are out there, and we can play like they don't exist, and if we do, Texas will wind up being a third world state. And if that's the case, the Texas that we leave to our children and grandchildren will be less than the Texas that was left to us. And I don't believe in good conscience we can do that. I ask you to think about this time, to take this opportunity to make a difference in Texas. And if you will do that, and if you will come behind my candidacy, I think together we can make a difference in Texas, and we can change Texas to what it ought to be. A place that is caring, a place that is worried about the future, but a place that is talking about hope and not fear in people's lives. If we are the party of hope, we can win the election in 2010. I thank you for being here today, and I hope that you will help me come together and bring Texas back into the Democratic column. Thank you very much.